Not many people would argue with you if you said that one of the top marketing tactics was using sex to sell. It's no secret. We all know it's used and it's successful. Both men and women are over-sexualized or hyper-sexualized in media used across America and other parts of the world today. Over the past 20 years, video games have become one of the biggest forms of entertainment for children and adults. Let's use the example of the video game icon Lara Croft. She has fought her way through jungles and the ruins while also wearing skimpy clothing and almost nothing but a bikini. In the beginning of her time, hypersexualization really wasn't out of the ordinary for her character. In the beginning, you would see that there was not a lot of detail put into these characters, but their body shape and figure was the most dominant feature noticeable at that time. As time went on, we saw that she became slightly more and more realistic to an athletic and appealing body figure of a woman that is closer to her natural look today. Not only was her body figure changing to become more realistic, she also slowly started to add more and more clothing. It's nowhere near reasonable to be running around and fighting her way through jungles in nothing but a bikini or the skimpy clothing she was wearing. In the beginning of Lara Croft's time, she was not the only character that was showing signs of hypersexualization, which was always enlarged breasts or hips with a tiny waist and even sometimes nudity. It was found that the sexualization rose and about peaked in 1995. It began to slowly decline as objectifying female characters and male characters became scrutinized and more frowned upon. Although female characters were often secondary roles compared to male characters, they were still more objectified than female characters in the beginning of the video game trend, starting back in the 80s. In the late 90s, there was finally a decline in sexualizing females as there became more female game developers in the workforce. As more women joined the workforce in the gaming industry and became developers, we saw that Lara Croft's exaggerated bust line and hips and figure became more of an athletic build, more like the heroes we see as women today. Not only have we seen her figure become more realistic, she also now wears pants and a tank top, rather than the swimsuit top with small shorts that she wore in the beginning. And although we have seen an improvement in the sexualization of women, it is still very prevalent today. It has become a problem because many people have become numb to the sexualization used in the media because we see it so often. One of the biggest issues is what message does that send to our younger generations and children? We can see how over-sexualizing men and women can negatively impact our kids by giving them an unrealistic expectation as to body figure, size, shape, and even the clothing that they should be wearing. A lot of what builds a child's character is what they are surrounded with in their day-to-day lives. Much of that is media use, and it is so often used that the sexualization becomes numb to them also, but in a more negative way because that is their expectation of what men and women, boys and girls should look like. It can cause negative effects such as eating disorders for girls that think their waist is just not small enough, not knowing that the cover of a magazine is photoshopped or that characters in a video game have unrealistic proportions. We also see it in male characters, and a lot of that is giving young children an unrealistic expectation as to muscle and tone. It may result in boys making poor choices or even women making poor choices in order to achieve a physical goal. I've talked to a few parents who rose the question about what characters are wearing and what kind of message that sends to their children. We see in women, if they're wearing nothing but a mini skirt and a small top, and they are getting all of the attention and the praise from the men in the video games, this gives young women the wrong idea about what to wear and how to get attention or healthy attention from their sexual partner. We often see masculine and feminine personality traits. They're not necessarily associated with the other aspects of their gender, such as the physical appearance and their physique, their occupation, interests, attitude, and their views of how they are male or female. We have seen that these video games have come a long way from that, now that we can see that there are female fighters in games such as Mortal Kombat, or in games such as Call of Duty, you can now be a female soldier. These things have come a long ways from the start of video games, where females were not necessarily given anything but a secondary role. So in a positive outlook, we can see that women have become a bigger role, and that can be positive for young women and girls to see that they too can have a fighting role or any occupation that a man can have. All in all, we can really see that video games have more of an effect on young children and adolescents than we think. They are being shaped by the environments around them and the media that they view and see and participate in. Although sexualization has come a long way, there is still much room for improvement and much room for more differences of characters to become more blended so that one is not more superior than another.